Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. You are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. When I was in my teens, I did a fascinating six-week course at a local fire station. Because it was held over a number of weeks, I got to know the firefighters and became familiar with the atmosphere of the station. Most of the time, it felt really relaxed, but it was also clear that they were ready at any moment to respond to a call. When the deafening bell sounded, they responded instantly as they ran. They were putting on their jackets, and within moments, they were all on the fire engine and heading out of the station. It was an impressive performance, and it gave me a wonderful picture of what it means to be alert. That's precisely Paul's message to the Thessalonian church. Jesus might return at any time, and so they needed to ensure that they were always ready for it. Paul tells his readers that they need to have clear heads, and contrasts this with those who drink too much. Intoxicating drink is a challenge in every society, and it was clearly the case in Thessalonica. Everyone knows what a drunk person looks like. This was a warning to the church. A drunk person is always a pathetic sight because they are, to a greater or lesser extent, out of control. This is precisely the opposite of what his readers needed to be as Christians. They should be fully in control and properly equipped. Paul gives a quick summary of the spiritual equipment that they would need. They should be protected by the armour of faith and love and wearing as their helmet the confidence of salvation. The Church of Jesus Christ faces huge challenges in our day, and the only way that we'll be able to serve God effectively is by being alert and clear-headed. Firefighters maintain their alertness by being continually tested and trained. I recall that they would often do training exercise to ensure that they knew how to use their breathing apparatus and respond to the wide range of fires that they might face. As Christians, we also need to ensure that we're maintaining a high level of readiness so that we can serve God faithfully. So let me ask you a question. Do you consider that you are alert and clear-headed? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, in the power of your Spirit, help us to be fully ready to serve you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.